As we celebrate this beautiful solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it's good to make a couple of connections, to remind ourselves of a couple of connections. First is a connection in following Jesus Christ. So our Lord ascends into heaven. He ascends into heaven, body and soul. He does that under his own power, with his own glory, because of who he is. And so we know then that there's something very important here about the ascension of the Lord. Because whatever happens with Christ, there is that then also promised to each of us. So because of his resurrection, we know that that is promised to each of us. Because of his ascension, body and soul into heaven, we know then that that too is also promised to us. We say at the end of the creed, we'll say it again today, right, that we believe in the resurrection of the dead, which means that we believe that bodies are an important part of who we are as human beings. Not just our spirits, not just our souls, but also our bodies. The Lord himself confirms this in his own ascension, bringing our human flesh into heaven. And so that is the path then, because he has blazed that trail first, all of us will be called to follow. But who will follow first? The one who's always followed first, the one who is that first disciple, his own Blessed Mother. When she comes to the end of her time in this life, because she too is free from sin, she also is taken up into heaven, body and soul. This is different from all the rest of us, right? When we experience death, or that is the moment that our soul is separated from our bodies. And so there's a time for us, even in heaven, where we are still waiting, because we're not fully perfected yet, because we haven't had that general resurrection from the dead. Because we won't have immediately our bodies with us in heaven. But Mary, because of her perfection, because of her role, because she is the first disciple, because she also is an example and model for all of us, she receives that blessing immediately. So that for her, there is already that fullness of perfection for her in heaven. Again, that connection, right, between this is what Jesus does first, Mary confirms for us this example. This is something that's important for us, I think, to be mindful of. Because we live in an age where it's very easy to consider that the body is not really important. Maybe it doesn't really matter what we do with our bodies. Maybe our bodies don't really define anything about who we are. But our bodies are part of what make us human beings. They are important to who we are. And they're important to the Lord who gave them to us. So that's the promise for us. That in heaven, it's not purely some kind of spiritual reality, but heaven also, when it is perfected, when it is complete, it will have this physicality to it as well. That's why in the book of Revelations, we talk about a new heaven and a new earth, and the heavenly city of Jerusalem coming down onto this new earth, because there is this joining. That's what we were made for. That's what we were made for. So Jesus always goes first. Mary points us along that same way and is given that special grace to follow him. And so too then is the example for us to be mindful that our bodies and what we do in our bodies is important, that it does matter, that it has meaning, and that heaven is not purely this kind of spiritual place, but is preparing us for the resurrection of the dead, for that reunion with our soul and our body, so that we can experience the fullness of those joys, the fullness of those joys. You think about that, we need that as human beings. We're not just brains and minds, right? But we have senses. That's how we learn about the world around us. If you don't believe that, look at a toddler, right? How does a toddler interact with the world? Through touch, through taste, through smell, right? All these kinds of things. We need that as human beings to be fully who we are. We need those senses. To have those senses, we need our bodies. So that's what we await. That's what we await. That fullness of the resurrection. That reunion of our soul and our body. And while we wait, we pray for those who have died ahead of us, and we wait for them, we wait for their joy to be perfected, for their joy to be complete. We take hope from the example, we take hope from the Blessed Mother.